escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Bonus. Separated. Dumber than we thought.
Non-consecutive.
Yeah. We were on location. Now we're at location. This happens a lot in tennis where somebody's down two sets.
Yeah.
Injury, help me out. The Joker, who said this is his best last chance to win a Grand Slam.
Not looking good so far.
No, right now he's down to the world's top-ranked player, Jannik Sinner. We have a lot for you. In fact, right at the start, I want someone to really tell me why you enjoy the cabin experience. Because I saw it yesterday. I was running around crosstown. My planning was not very good. From Bloomington, then to Ramsey, then to Hopkins, back the other way. So I saw traffic on both 494 and 169 at about 11 o'clock in the morning. And it was packed already on a Thursday. And I'm not saying every single person was going to their cabin, but a lot of them were. And my thought was, one, does anyone work again?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'm saying this as I have the day off because the Twins are playing.
Yeah.
So who am I to say? Who am I to say? You know, to quote Paul Douglas, first time it's actually genuine and makes sense. Who am I to say? And then the fact that your kids reach a point and they never want to go. They have friends. They have sports. They have girlfriends. The fact that you go up there and put in all the work that you do. Is the cabin experience worth it? I'd love calls on it. I'd love, you're in traffic right now,
right,
somewhere, listening to us, and you're still committed to the cabin. Because I think a lot of people, Adam, they tell their significant other they're committed to the cabin. They tell their kids, but when they're with their best buddies, male or female, like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah.
Why did I buy this thing?
That's such a great point, and a lot of it, you nailed it with the kids. Because in this day and age, if you have kids who play sports, it's almost impossible,
yes,
to have a cabin and enjoy it. Because your summers are consumed. And it's not just the normal summer sports. It's whatever sport your kid is playing.
Now, that might be a reason to get a cabin because the kids are so fixated on one sport so much.
And I do have a friend who bought a cabin and made it a point of his two children, even though they were heavily involved in sports, saying, we're not doing that. We are. And they've made it work. And his kids are quite successful in sports, too, so that they didn't need to be all year.
You get a little bit of the cabin experience, mm-hmm, so explain as much as you want.
So my in-laws have a place where we were over the 4th, and even while we were out on the lake, Jen and I were talking. And Jen and I have talked before about, do we want to get a place? Do we want to find a place?
Because when you're on the lake, when you're there, when it's beautiful outside.
That's what I'm saying.
And when things are working, you're like,
why not?
We're only going around once, or if we're going around again, we might be a rock. You know, so here I am. I don't know if you've heard of this place called Gull Lake. Mm.
Hidden gem.
Gull Lake. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Not a lot of people know about it. You're on Gull Lake. It's 82. You're tubing. Yep. You're jet skiing. You're whatever you're doing. You're loving it.
Yeah.
So when you're there, it's just all the other stuff associated
Correct.
With it is awful.
And even packing up to go home, where it's you got all,
yes.
all the work to do that. And you're right. It's just it depends on how much you love that. And a lot of people, the work, they love the work too.
Yeah.
I like going up, fixing stuff. Not speaking of me. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You'd have to actually have that kind of talent.
Yeah.
But the tinkering about up at the lake, doing that, that's some people just enjoy doing that too. And that's part of it. And they accept that that's part of the reasoning behind it.
Well, this is a little bit. You now believe no one ever should be allowed to work from home. That's the new Adam Carter policy. I believe you said at 9/12, if you try to work from home, we shoot you in the leg.
Yeah.
You know, just as a statement. Then it's the other leg.
Alligator Gitmo for you. Alligator Alcatraz. Okay.
So, yeah, if you can stay up there for weeks,
yeah.
or let's say you can go up there Wednesday, you know, and so you're missing some of the traffic, and so then you have a little bit more time. So if you are a tinkerer, when things aren't working, you have more time. But if you're the traditional, okay, I'm going to get out of work maybe a little early on a Friday, and so we're on the road at 3,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Brainerd area. Well, that's 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Okay. Then, again, you're the traditional Monday worker. You're coming back.
In the teeth of coming back.
Then it's 4 hours
yeah.
coming back. I mean, I can't do that.
No.
I'm not patient enough
right.
to do that.
I think if you are committed to that normal work week, that's a really, really tough thing to do.
But people have been doing it for decades in this state.
And let's not forget about the cost, too. I mean,
minor little point.
Growing up, so many of my friends' families had cabins because they bought it. Either they were in their family or they got them for like, you know, $40,000.
Yeah.
And now good luck to you. I mean, lots now are $400,000, $500,000 in some of the more premier areas. Yes, you can still find smaller lakes, but that's another part of it. It's just so cost prohibitive to do.
Are you a part of the lake experience, the cabin experience? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you relish it? Do you wish you were? Is it one of the greatest regrets of your life? Dave Harrigan, if you could pull this off. If the finances were available to you, and you found the right place with your girls now, what, 8 and 5?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good wheelhouse, right?
To
go up for about 4 or 5 more years before Molly's involved in 17 activities. Okay.
We're already close.
You find a place. Let's say you find a place in Nevis, right? And plenty of water up there, so it's not as crazy as Brainerd. Beautiful, underrated, that Nevis, Park Rapids, mm-hmm. that's a great part of the state.
Area.
It really is. Are you in?
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm absolutely not. My wife's family used to have a place, and it was her grandfather built it when like my mother-in-law's family was, I mean, she was young. All the kids were young. The grandfather built it. They lived in St. Paul, and he built it on Forest Lake because that's the furthest he could stand driving with the kids.
Yeah.
Said, that's it. We're building here.
Annandale's another one of those kind of quasi.
Yeah.
You know.
And at the time, Forest Lake was out there. And, you know, they don't have the place anymore. They got rid of it 2-3 years ago. The whole family just said, that's enough. It's in disrepair and it's going to cost too much. But that was nice because you could day trip it. Hey,
yeah,
let's go up
right.
for a Saturday and
yeah.
then we can come back and it's no big deal.
Right.
But I think of all the things I do at home on a weekend. We catch up on housework, just cleaning the house, you know, getting the yard mode and you know whatever other
yeah.
yard work needs to be. When do you do that then if you're going up every weekend because you got to use the cabin because
right.
you're paying for it
yeah.
then all of a sudden you're coming back on a Sunday night, you got to mow the lawn, someone's got to do the laundry, you got to do the grocery shopping for the next week, you got to clean up the house. Man, that's a lot of work,
right? And you might, Adam, might want to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you might want to just, hey, I'm just going to sit here and just listen to music,
mm-hmm.
or I'm just going to go for a walk. Or I'm going to sit here and do the TikTok for 30 minutes. Are we, the three of us, too negative on the cabin experience? Are you with us 100%? Because seeing the traffic that early, I saw it at 11, I saw it at 2. I called Kathleen because we, at one point, I've told this story a couple times. We met, I think it was Gary Carilla? Like, it was a big deal up there. Now, of course, I'd go with the mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkland. But we came reasonably close, and both of us on the phone. One of the greatest decisions of our life. Not exactly ahead of the kids, but in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
To not have a cabin. Thank you for not finding the right cabin. Are we right? Are we wrong on Real Talk? Real Talk. Or what was the other one again?
It was Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real. News Talk 830 WCCO. You know what should keep real too? Your body, your limbs, your muscle, your flexibility. If what do you see, and I'm going to talk about Aquarius and water in a little bit, but what are some of the things that you hear about frequently about feeling better now, getting older, or all ages? Your flexibility. You hear about that all the time. And for a lot of us at home, it sounds good. They really don't do it. We might buy, you know, something can stretch the hamstrings, but if you do it once every 3 weeks, no. Not going to help. Why not go with my friends, the professionals, with the 11 locations in town at Stretch Lab? Pros, men, women, young, old, trained, good, friendly people who are going to work differently with Adam than they do with Dave, than they do with me. Because you might have the neck issue, the shoulder issues, the lower back, the glutes, the hamstring, the calves, the feet, the toes. They'll work with you. They have been trained so they know what to do. You can go there once and say, I tried it. Not worth it. I think you're going to go in there once and you're going to love it, and you'll probably sign up for a monthly rate where you can go multiple times. It's worth at least one visit. I guarantee that. Check it out online. I've been going since 2019. My son's been going. Friends going. Heartily recommend it. StretchLab.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Adam Carter, it's your turn to guess the bumper music theme. I know. Why is Dave playing this tune?
Is it Live Aid anniversary?
Coming up Sunday.
There you go.
40 years.
Yeah. Do you remember watching this?
No. God, no.
No.
40-year anniversary, so it would have been 10.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly plugged into the music scene.
You weren't paying, I mean, you're still up on the roof, or you're still in the backyard with the Packers uniform.
Probably.
You know? I mean, I can't ask him because he's one.
Yeah.
Right?
I was locked in, actually.
Yeah, you're locked in.
I had both concerts. Wembley, JFK Stadium, yep. I was in on both.
Again. Brits were kicking our butts.
Yeah.
It was better over there. But yeah, we're playing tunes from that. I think we have a CNN special on it too, coming up, the liberal look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how much money? I'm trying to remember how much money did Live Aid raise? Kind of look that up.
I'll okay, we're, that number.
We're talking about the cabin experience. We're 0-3 here. We're out on the cabin experience. Are you with us? You think we're right?
I don't think I'm an out. Like
okay,
a hard
you're,
out.
Okay, you're not a hard out.
Right.
$245 million.
$245 million. Feels like if we did it now, might be $1.245 million, right? And considering USAID is going away, we might have to do another Live Aid. Okay, I'm a hard out. Dave's a hard out. You're so 0 to 10, 0 is a hard out. 10 is I want a cabin. I want the full experience. What number is Adam Carter?
6.
6, so a little bit more you want it, okay? Got it. Chad is called in. Chad, go ahead. Are you with us or are you against us on just at least two of us, no part of the cabin experience?
I'm a hard zero. There are two people in history knew how to do cabins. They were all in. Ted Kaczynski, Walter White when he moved up to New Hampshire. Beyond that, no. Hard out.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That is so...
Unless you're writing a manifesto.
Yeah. Or you're...
A great American novel, otherwise stay in the cities like a normal person.
Thank you, Chad. Living up to the name, I appreciate that. Snarky, smart aleck, very good. Or you're running from a meth operation.
Yes.
Okay. You're the Unabomber or all of Albuquerque is trying to track you down. Okay, let's look at a lot of text here on this topic. Remind you, major in about 10 minutes. Depends on what you like in life. If you like to golf all the time and spend the money on it, that just depends. Well, yeah, there are people who golf all the time. I'm not one. I mean, I talk golf. I enjoy it, but...
Rarely play.
Well, I'm not going to say I rarely play, but considering things happen this year, I'm not even averaging once a week. So I wouldn't call that all the time. No Live Aid for Adam. He was busy pulling the lawn cart out of his neighbor's car trunk.
Jart, yeah.
Is that what it was? That was called?
The jart, yeah. Threw one through my neighbor's trunk.
That's not good.
No.
On my way to Cross Lake Whitefish Chain 19 years in a row. Best mental break ever. Pontoon cruise. Booze, okay. Golf, water sports, sunsets, no traffic. When I drive across the lake, I listen to Chad. Well, thank you for listening to us. Listen, I get it. There's a reason, Dave, why the roads were so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who don't agree with the two of us. Our family spent summers on Madeline Island, loaded up the station wagon with 7 kids, all our cousins, left Memorial Day, came back Labor Day every year. We just thought that was summer. Okay, now that's different.
Yeah, that's...
that's incredibly different, and that sounds incredibly fantastic.
That's called summering. We're summering on Madeline Island.
Yeah, Madeline Island, by the way.
Madeline Island.
Pretty spectacular. Yeah, if there's a place... Now, does that change you? Because for me, that would.
Well, yeah, if you're moving there for the summer, that's an entirely different bit. Just
right.
Like if you're going to, you know, a cabin for a full week. If you're not leaving for a week, yeah, that's different, but... Having to go up there every weekend and do all the stuff and then get 3 hours to yourself before you have to pack it up and come back home. No thanks.
More text here on the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. My husband's family had a cabin 5 hours north. They'd leave on Friday night, wait for it, come home Sunday night.
Oh.
That's what they did for 15 years. My family did not have a cabin. Instead of going to the cabin, we went on vacation across the country. My husband had never seen the place that I've seen as a kid. I think when you're cabin, you miss out on a lot of other travel. I think that's true, Adam.
I do too.
Because
you're committed to it.
Right. Unless you're rolling with big dough, you're sitting there going, okay, we could go to San Francisco this weekend. Well, we got 5 of us. That's very expensive. Mm-hmm. Or we could go back to the cabin, which we've also spent a lot of money on, and our window is short. So you lose out on travel. So, again, a lot of this is do you care about travel?
Right.
Like, 3 of us all are, we enjoy traveling. That's maybe part of why the two of us are more down on. If you're lucky enough to own a home, stay there and enjoy it. Why mow 2 sets of lawn, pay taxes, utilities on a second place if you only go a few times a year? I would respond to that text and say, Adam, I think more often people who own a cabin go more than a few times a year.
Yes.
They're committed.
Yeah.
It's almost, what do you think, Dave? Every weekend in the summer?
It's probably close. And a lot of people would continue into the fall, especially if they're hunting or you know, ice fishing in the winter.
Usually in the winter.
Chad and Dave, you're spot on regarding cabin life. No acknowledgement of you two. Tough break. With a cabin for 15 years, Cross Lake era, Dave, the coach, my son, Andrew. We had many conversations about cabin life, and you're correct. It's time to back up a maintenance cabin we all enjoy with our kids, and you're lucky if you have 4.5 coming back on the weekend. Also, Dave was abusive, screamed at the kids. No, I'm making that part up.
Are you?
Annandale is a great spot. Lake Sylvia, beautiful, very clean lake, too. Now, would that make it even, would that move you up to your 7 to 8 if it was something like was an hour away, or do you want to be the 2-3 hours away?
It depends on the location you get, but
yeah.
I'm more inclined to get a little further north.
Yeah, fully get it. Chad, don't paint the picture. Sometimes it sucks, but plan it right. Lots leave at a good time and come home later. We used to have a cabin sold out feeling the pressure to go up there every weekend and do all the work. We can now enjoy traveling to U.S. and Europe, and we do it without guilt. Yeah, I get it. Seriously, if you live in Minnesota and you've heard of Gull Lake, sarcasm. Sarcasm.
I haven't. Well, where is this place you're talking about?
Some of our best members with our daughter and family are at the cabin. I still dream about the cabin. I love the cabin. It's the only place you can really go and totally relax. Looking at the lake, looking at the birds, watching kids having fun. Cabins are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All in the eye beholder. Last thing, and then Major Garrett. Our friend, your producer, Dave Josephson, is emceeing a wedding. I told you I've been to 3 or 4 weddings where there's an MC.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. Hey, everybody, we're going to do the dance now. I mean, I don't need an – do you want – if you go to – you and Jen are going. Are you excited – if you see an MC, because I dread it.
It doesn't bother me all that much. Probably because I've served as an MC of a wedding before, just like on the Grand March or
so
whatever
it is. You skilled it. You mastered it.
Crushed it.
You just walked away. You're like the Donald Trump of MCs.
Pretty much.
Okay, like what did you say? What were you doing?
Well, it's just because I was in my buddy's, I was in his wedding, and then I introduced, so I was first, and then I introduced everybody, you know, hey, and ladies and gentlemen, newly Mr. and Mrs., you know, that one. Not like the whole ceremony.
Well, see, I'm talking about more of the reception and when it's going on and on.
Yeah, there's...
Shut up.
We don't need the whole...
Dave?
I've never been to a wedding with an MC other than the DJ with the microphone.
Yeah,
I've been to a few. I can think of one wedding right now where he's like in our face. It's like, hey, what's the best part of the wedding?
Right, especially if it's somebody you're hiring who is way too serious about
it. All right, go get this sandwich. It's very good.
Yeah.
The Nashville Coop Hot Chicken, I think. Oh, excellent. Major moments away on CCO. I'm going to talk Aquarius. Every day, you should be drinking water. Every single day. And outside of very few of us, we're not drinking enough water. And also, a lot of us are drinking water that really isn't that good for us. That's not an issue for me because Aquarius Home Services started in 1987. And by the time I came back here in 1990, my father had a drinking water system from Aquarius, and it was great. I mean, the water was just better. So guess what? When we first bought a house years later, I made sure we had a Connecticut drinking water system from Aquarius. I still have one right now. The water is so good, whether you start the day with water, you start the day with coffee, you start the day with hot chocolate, whatever you're cooking, you're making pasta, you're making oatmeal, there's an endless list where you need good water, and you get that with Aquarius. But they also help with all of your, everything that's in your utility room. Don't forget, obviously, the water softener, which helps with your dishwasher, your washing machine, your showers, that's essential. But anything that's in your utility room, whether it breaks down, you need a little fine-tuning, or it needs to be replaced, these are trustworthy people. They've been in my house. The houses I've owned for the last 30 years, number of times, whether I get the yearly maintenance or something breaks down, every time, every single time, the service has been great. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.